Protests have turned ugly in Ferguson, Missouri, after the death of Michael Brown at the hands of police. But underlying the racial tensions in Ferguson is an economic tension between blacks and whites. It's a tale of two cities, and the stark financial differences are laid bare by the numbers. We're going to break them down for you. 25% of blacks in the Ferguson area live below the poverty line, compared to only 11% of whites. Median income of blacks in Ferguson is about 60% of what whites make. And the unemployment rate among blacks in Ferguson is nearly 20%. That's almost double the national average among African Americans, compared to whites having an unemployment rate in Ferguson of 6.7%. You know, this is a city that used to be 75% white just 25 years ago, and now it is 67% black. And despite the changes in demographics over time, the police force, the city government, has remained nearly all white. Segregation is still a problem across America. A Brown University study showed that St. Louis, where Ferguson is located, is actually the ninth most racially segregated city in the US. And across the country, the average white person lives in a community that is 75% white. The average black person lives in a community that is 45% black. You know, this is in the 21st century, not in the 1950s. President Obama has suggested that when you have such a stark gap in power and income between groups, racial tension is likely to worsen, and that the struggle over race won't get any better until Washington addresses the fear that some people have that financial stability in this country is really unattainable. For CNN Money, I'm Zayn Asher.